Ladies and gentlemen of the weather jury, I present to you the judge. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I'd rather be the judge than the jury, that's for sure.
Especially
in some of these cases.
I was going to say, are you going to convict us?
Right. Well, no, I don't think I'll do that. But, you know, we will have a little bit of sun. Otherwise, clouds are increasing. And today, it'll be mild, 65 to 70.
Yay.
Right. But then rain will come in tonight. And we'll be in the mid-40s. And I don't think we're going to be too much higher than that on Thursday with rain. Some of the rain could be heavy. Now, Thursday night into Friday, especially at higher elevations, the rain will mix with and change over to wet snow. In the higher elevations, we're expecting about 2 to 4 inches. Above 1,500 feet, 4+. Keep in mind, it's April. And it's mid-April. And to get snow to accumulate during the day in mid-April is like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
It's very, very difficult. If it wasn't April and it was March, I would say that we would be getting 6+ everywhere. But because it is, I'm thinking 2 to 4 would probably be the best bet. In and around the lower elevations, you'll probably see a little snow mixing in, but I don't think you'll see too much as far as an accumulation. And then as we go into Saturday, some leftover showers in the mid-50s. That system moves out, and unfortunately, another one comes in on Sunday. I don't think it's going to be too juicy, but I do see clouds on Sunday, and then maybe a couple of showers popping up in the afternoon, but not a big deal. So that's it. April showers bring May flowers, and you know May flowers bring, aside from bees, they bring pilgrims.
Pilgrims?
Yes.
Why?
Marshall, Mayflower.
You're right.
Yeah.
The Mayflower.
Yeah.
When I think of the Mayflower, we had a real expensive inn around here called the Mayflower. The big inn and spa where people with lots of dough went. The Mayflower.
And what happened to that?
I think it's still open, but it's changed hands a number of times. But I think it might still be open. I don't hang out in that world, so I don't really know, Pat.
I hear you.
I don't hang out in any world, really, except I hang out in my world.
In your own little world, yeah. And, you know, of course, the younger of the two sisters, as I've been telling you, very apprehensive about the vaccine. And she had said just a couple of weeks back that if she was going to the site to get it, if anyone, she would get the Johnson & Johnson because it's just one shot. So then, of course, last night she calls me and she goes, "See what I told you about the vaccines?"
You know,
I said, "Linda, let's not go there."
Yeah, I get that all the time, Pat. Six people now. I'm sorry that it's right now it's six people. It might be a little more than that.
Right.
But they're all women aged 18 to 48.
Right.
And six right now, it's six women out of
7 million?
No, 8 million. 8 million doses have been. Now, what people have to realize, you know how many people get sick and some get seriously sick from the flu shot? People like myself, when I came out of a surgery once, they gave me a blood thinner. The blood thinner actually increased my heart rate so much that they had to take me off that blood thinner and put me on an injectable blood thinner. You know, these things happen in medicine. It's not a absolute perfect science. There's always room, unfortunately, for some adverse effects. And I think what makes this country so good is now, especially now that we have a reinforced Center for Disease Control, and also, now all of a sudden, they don't take a chance. If something like this happens, they'll take something off the market and look and see if they can find out if it's more than eight. I was trying to tell people yesterday, don't panic. I mean, if you took the shot, if you got the shot and you're about, you're a week into it, you've got a week and a half, it's about a week to 3 week period. If you've got shortness of breath, pains in legs and stuff like that, if you feel like it, then go see your healthcare provider. But it should not prevent you from wanting to get a shot. Now, I know people that don't take vaccines at all. I'm not speaking to those people. Those people have never taken vaccines and they don't want to. I'm not speaking to those people. But to the people who are on the fence, don't let something like this, because you know what? Nobody knows the long-term effects of COVID if you get it. Nobody knows what's going to happen long-term.
And no one really knows either what is going to be the effects of long-term vaccination either. But it's still the lesser of the two evils. That's number
exactly
one.
Right.
And number two, right now, as far as this Johnson & Johnson thing goes with the with the blood clots, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you have getting a blood clot from Johnson & Johnson.
Now, like I said, I'm not telling people who don't believe in vaccinations. I'm not speaking to those people at all. They have their rights, and they've been living their life that way, and that's their choice. But if you're scared because of some news stories that you hear, don't be scared. You know, at 68, and overweight, and I had bronchitis when I was a kid, and I missed a year of school, and I have scarred lungs. I just figured that, you know what? I'm going to get the shots, and I did, because I have so many other co-things that go along with it. Just look at your own health. Speak to your doctor, even. Speak to your doctor before you decide not to do it. Just don't overreact. That's the whole thing to people.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, got a call from, you know, the couple that always comes to my premiere that manages to spill wine on the rug?
Yeah.
Well, they were up at the lake last weekend, and they met another friend of mine who is also in the movie, and they did not know that he had COVID, but he asked them if they were going to the premiere, and they said they think they were, and they asked him if he got his vaccination. He said no, and they did. So she called here yesterday and said, we won't be coming because we met so-and-so, and he's going, and he doesn't have a vaccination. I said, okay. Most of the people that are here will be vaccinated, if that means anything to you. Yeah, it does, you know, and I don't want to be around somebody who's not vaccinated. So we still have a dilemma. I'm thinking that this is going to be a very small movie premiere, probably the smallest I've ever had.
Well, it'll save you money on food.
Oh, save money on food. We don't have to be all the madness that normally goes on.
And you won't be up as late.
Right. I'm thinking it's going to be like 10 people as compared to, as you know, 27. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But I did speak with Apple yesterday. And Apple told me that all I have to do is blink my eyes and I could import my entire movie to a thumb drive. She came on the computer and she actually showed me what I have to do. And it's real simple. And she said, Pat, she said, it's really the way to go. Everybody has USB. She said, if they can't see it on their TV, they could certainly see it on their computer.
And on the computer, it's the picture's even better because it's a smaller screen.
Smaller screen, right.
But
so,
yeah,
way to go. She said to get a 60 megabytes, right?
Yep.
60 megabytes, right, yeah.
So what's great about that is really, like I said, it saved, ever since we did that, it saved, we used to buy tons of CDs and for audio and DVDs to distribute to people for interviews and things they wanted. We used to buy tons of them and took up tons of time. Now we have links, and people can just go to it and download it. I mean, we get calls from lawyers sometimes that always want copies of town meetings.
Right.
We say, okay, just go to this link, just grab it yourself. Oh, we can do that? Well, yeah. I mean, it just makes life easier, and it's going to make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, and you know what? Just like you said, I don't have to bother with buying jackets for the DVDs.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about labeling the DVDs, you know.
You don't have to worry about me not getting in the mail or opening it or anything.
Right. Well, actually, if I make a thumb drive, I'm going to have to send you that.
No, I'll tell you, it's just a... I'll set up a special link for you that you can just upload it, and I'll download it that way.
And download it from there.
Because my TV, I can play on my 90-inch screen TV. I can just put that link on the hard drive on the TV and watch it on my big full TV.
Gotcha. By the way, we have a minute left. Any recommendations on a universal remote? I have too many remotes right now between Fire Stick, TV, audio, cable. I really want to consolidate them, but everything that I read doesn't sound all that easy. It's going to take hours to program it.
The only thing you can do is through Comcast, my remote will control everything. All I have to do is push a little button that selects the input I want, and once I get the input I want, I can maneuver around with my Comcast remote. If I go to Fire Stick, once I get onto Fire Stick, then I just have to use the Fire Stick remote. But once I push the input button, I get Fire Stick started. Then I just pick up the Fire Stick remote. Other than that, my remote works with everything. And Fire Stick, once I click it and get to the Fire Stick screen, I'm fine. Then I can use my Fire Stick. So I only have two remotes.
Right. Well, I don't think the new Verizon remote does that. I think you could change the input with it, but I don't know if from the input if we can go around. I'm going to try it, man. I'm going to try it. Nothing beats a favor to try.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Well, with that being said,
I'll see you with an umbrella tomorrow.
Let a smile be with you, and hopefully Friday won't be too bad for us.
Let's hope.
Okay. Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.